99.7 Now's Fernando and Greg.
Oh, for many of you, it is a Tuesday that feels like a Monday after a long weekend. Hopefully you had a chance to enjoy and take some time for yourself. Good morning. It is Fernando and Greg in the morning.
It would be so nice to be able to start every week on a Tuesday.
I know.
I mean, the week goes by so much faster. Nobody wants to work on a Monday anyway, so it would be amazing. I love this.
Is there any countries that actually do this in real life?
I have no idea. But if I can find one, I will
move there?
I guess I won't retire there. I'll move there now.
What'd you do all weekend? Did you just recover from your knee?
I chilled mostly. I went to Casey Musgrave.
Okay.
It was super fun. We did that.
How was she? She was amazing.
She's amazing.
Were you guys like up by the stage?
No, I bought the balcony tickets because, you know, I can't be, you know, on my feet that long. Mm-hmm. So, old man, now I had that knee surgery. Mm-hmm. So, but there was an incident in the balcony that I'll talk about later on. We had a permit patty incident.
Oh.
Yes. Whoa. I'll just say that they have a strict policy of taking pictures at the Masonic for some reason. And there was a girl sitting next to me, not the usher, but the girl sitting next to me that was trying to enforce that policy on everybody around
her. For God's sake.
And it was like, girl, why do you care?
Who gave her that business job?
They
have ushers for that.
We're going to talk more about it
later. Listen, here's the thing. For me, I try not to have my phone out a ton during the show because I'm trying to enjoy the show while, you know, I'm looking down on the crowd and everybody's just on their phone. It's like, are you even watching the show? Like, can you really even enjoy it?
You have to remind yourself, like, to enjoy the moment. Like, you're there. You're never going to watch that video. I don't think I've ever recorded anybody and then gone back later to watch it.
Mm.
Who does that? Nobody
does that. Except for Jeremy, of course.
What?
I recorded him.
Oh, yeah, well, of course.
Oh, God.
When we were away in London, let me tell you that story again.
Well, you know, when you're doing a long distance thing,
you just can't see through the lens for all the fur.
Yeah. That's
fine, unfortunate.
Though. That's
it's
a
like
turn
all
on.
You see is hair.
It's kind
like
of a good thing.
A big old furry otter or bear.
Some of us like them that way.
You can't see anything.
Oh, all right, and the big money minute's coming up in about, we'll do that about 7:20 this morning. $1,600 is in this jackpot. We got the 10 questions lined up. You just got to answer them all correctly inside a minute, and all of that money is yours. It's such a fun game to play, too. So make sure you're here for that at 7:20.
And I did have some drama at the Casey Musgraves concert, but nowhere near the drama that Shan had in Mexico. An incident happened that was so bad, she nearly left her boyfriend behind.
Mm-hmm.
That is some serious crap. And I was getting play by play. That's what I did this weekend, Shan. You know what? Now I remember. I was texting you back, trying to give you advice on your drama. You lived through it, but it was something. We will talk about it next. 20.
Fernando and Greg, let's wake these people up now.
Well, it was a long holiday weekend. Greg, I think you and I decided to just kind of stick around here, but Shan, you took off for Mexico.
Yeah, it was my best friend's 30th birthday, so we went out there.
Fernando was speculating you were getting engaged, too.
Really?
Yeah, he had a whole scenario.
No.
He convinced Sal, and I'm like,
remember when, like, I asked you, like, do you know what airline you were flying?
He looked up where
I
you
did.
Were. Like, he looked up the airline to find out where you're flying.
You were
like,
worried that, like, you're going
to
be delayed.
Truth.
And I'm kind of a nerd this way. I'm just like, well, let's see if you're delayed. I have this little app, so I go, and I'm looking for the flight to Cabo, and I'm like,
really
there's only,
guy.
Like, one flight to Cabo, and it's like a private jet.
We've really got to find things for him to concentrate on in his own life.
Really?
I know.
That's one thing you don't really know about me. I'm kind of like an airplane geek
a little bit. I do. I like that type of stuff.
No.
It sounds like you're
a bigger geek than you know.
Trying to figure out what she's doing.
No, I just wanted to see if she'd be delayed. Let her know. Hey,
Fernando.
Don't stress.
What's
you don't have to run out of here.
Mind your business.
Homie, we got to get you out more.
I know. Anyway, so you did
take the UPS guy and leave Shannon.
Okay, so we ended up landing, whatever. We get to the hotel. They're like, okay, we need your passports. And he was like, I can't find my passport.
Matt
couldn't find his passport. And I was like, dude, I told you to give me his. I was like, when we land, I said, give me your passport so you don't lose it. He's like, nah, I got this. Put it in his pocket and lost his passport. lost his passport.
So how'd you get through Mexico, the Mexican airport?
No, we got through the airport. Okay, everything was fine. But we're pretty sure we left it in the taxi. We figured out which taxi it was. We called them. He's like, I don't have it. We're like, we'll pay you. We'll give you money. Like, please bring it back. They're like, and the people at the hotel were like, that is gone, lady. Like, they already sold it. It's out. It's not. No, forget it. You guys need to go to the consulate. We call the consulate. Girl, it's closed till Tuesday because it's President's Day weekend. Everything is closed. We called the emergency line. They couldn't help us. We had to go.
Even the Americans in Mexico decide to take the holiday.
Yeah,
I'm like, this ain't. I even text Shan back. I'm like, this ain't a Mexican holiday. She's like, but they're Americans. They're in Mexico.
Yeah.
Tell them to get to work.
Girl, apparently they have the Mexican holidays and American holidays
That's
off.
That's a good gig.
What?
There's another job
okay,
for me.
Uh-huh. Right? And then, so we're like freaking out the whole weekend. We're like, what are we going to do? The day that we're supposed to get back, we're like, you know what?
You went to the police station.
Yeah.
You did it all.
We went to the police station. We made a police report.
You had me on hotline and everything I told you to do, you were like, we just did that. I'm like, okay, we'll do this. Okay, we just did that too.
We called Alaska. They're like, you're going to have to wait till Tuesday. He's not going to be able to enter the country.
Tell him what the hotel told you to do.
What?
Have him fly to...
Oh, Tijuana. And cross
the most dangerous border city.
And cross the border by foot.
I was like, do not tell him to do that.
Why? Because you can use a driver's license?
No.
I mean, what difference would that make?
I was like, do not tell him to do that.
They were like, that's the best we can tell you to do is take a flight to Tijuana. He had a copy of his passport on his phone. He had his ID, crossed the border by foot, trek to San Diego.
No. They got him jumping the Trump border wall and everything.
He's gonna get shot.
I was like, Shan, do not have him do that. And if he does it, make sure his life insurance policy has our names on it.
Right?
Did he ever consider it?
He did. He did. He literally, he has a friend in San Diego.
I knew he would consider it. I knew. That's why I was like, Shan, because he's like one of those people that thinks, he's like a bro who thinks, I could do this, no big deal.
Yeah, I'm going to hit up my boy Kyle to come pick me up.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, Tijuana, he's going to end up dead. They're going to see this little white boy walking with baggage, trying to walk from the airport over the border.
He was considering it, and I was like, dude, I don't know what to tell you. I gotta go to work. Like, have you met Jazzy?
Yeah.
Have you met
him?
Like, I gotta go. And so we get to
this is where I was the most proud of Shan, because a few years back she would have found a way to be like, well, I'm staying here. I'm not.
Right.
No, she was like, listen, I'm leaving you. Goodbye.
Okay.
You're gonna stay. I'm gone.
Yeah, but I felt so bad because like his mom and his sister, like, she's staying with you, right? Like, you don't speak any Spanish. Like, what are you gonna do?
Oh, well, whatever, that's his fault.
So, anyways, we get to the airport, we call customs, they don't have it. We call lost and found, they don't have it. We go to the immigration office, we're like, what can we do? They're like, okay, you gotta fill out all these paperwork. And he was like, dude, I swear I slipped it in your bag. And I'm like, wait, what? You slipped it in my bag? I already tore this bag up. I'm gonna tear this bag up again. Bro, tell me why the passport was stuck in between the iPad flap and the iPad.
Oh, man.
Are you serious? I had the whole time.
Yeah.
And you worried about it for 3 days.
Yes.
And you had me worried about it for 3 days.
Yes.
I was up in Safeway in the Mexican food aisle texting you, thinking that would bring good luck. I was like, oh, let me get to that. Yeah. Buy the salsa. Maybe it's up. I'm like, okay, do this, do that.
You're like, I'm going to buy this St. Jude candle.
Right? La Virgen de Guadalupe candle.
I was literally standing in front, like, I was trying to exit with my buggy, and I'm texting, and people behind me were like, can you move? I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I have an emergency.
Right?
I got
a girl
stuck in Mexico. You go around.
I literally almost killed him myself, because I was like, I had it the whole time, and you said God.
So you're saying he didn't propose?
No, he didn't propose.
And you wouldn't have said yes after all that.
Get me back to the U.S.
You know what? With my passport, I have OCD, and I will check it 15 times. Like, I literally put it in the same spot every time, and I still check it, like, 15 times before I get on the plane, while I'm on the plane. I have the biggest paranoia when it comes to my passport, so
I have the OCD
you need to tell him to
do you have, like,
get this OCD.
Your little saying that you say, like, before you leave anywhere, like,
yes,
I mean, for me, it's
I do
wallet, keys,
the sign
phone,
of the cross, everything.
Ring. And when I'm on vacation, passport.
And that's what I said when we left custom. I'm like, give me your passport so you don't lose it. He's like, I got this. Yeah. Like, oh, really? You got that and put it in my purse. Yeah.
So he will never hear the end of it, I'm
never.
Sure.
Never. Never.
Fernando. Dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty on the 30.
Will the next iPhone fold in half? You know, we were talking recently about the Motorola Razr making a return. It's going to be a smartphone that folds up. So you can easily throw it into your pocket. But apparently, not only Apple, but also Samsung are working now to get their patents in and get this all together. They're both going to come out with a foldable phone. But as far as Apple, they're pushing towards a fold-up iPhone for release as early as this fall, with Samsung already set to reveal at least what it's going to look like by early this summer. So as for the iPhone, though, check this out. The plans that leaked say that, you know, not only will it fold in so you can store it, but then you can kind of fold it out and put it in like a little pyramid. That way, if you're watching a TV show and you want to watch it with somebody else, you just kind of set it up so you have one side and like your friend or whoever has the other side.
Oh my God.
So you can both watch something, share something, you know, while you're watching it, which is, I don't know, interesting way to go. It's definitely a step forward. I mean, I don't know why you can't just kind of sit together and watch it, but this is new. And this will make it a lot, you know, easier to throw into your pocket. So are we excited about a foldable phone?
I don't know. I'd have to see it, how it actually looks.
Yeah, well, it's going to be pricey. Because remember, we were talking about how the Motorola one's going to be around $1,500. Mm-mm. And I know that the iPhone's already up to about, what is it, $1,200 or
$1,300? I paid $1,300 for mine. Oof. That's more than my laptop.
Yeah, I still think you're crazy to do that.
I had to, though. Like, I needed all the memory. To. Yeah, because we always, like, go to concerts and stuff,
honey,
and I always need to pick.
I have a better phone than you.
No,
now,
you don't.
And this costs under $1,000.
No.
And it has as much or, if not more, memory. It's all about waiting. You paid that much because you got FOMO.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, there you go.
I'm glad you paid it.
I waited until I knew, there would be another one, right? Mm-hmm. So then I knew I could get the 10, the next generation, for cheaper. I just waited.
I was like, I need to be the first. I'm about to wait in line. I'm about to camp out.
Girl,
I need this phone.
Jeffrey, who works with us, I think he still has like the 4 or the 5.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how that fool
he's like
does
a,
it.
My mother-in-law. Like I don't even know what version.
No, they like
his life seems good.
Mm-mm. You probably have like.
What, you think he has a loser life because he has an iPhone 4?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what? You don't have any like pictures to like that you have on your phone that you're storing.
You know, we did go out and he wanted to take these photos. He likes to put up on Instagram these candid photos. He's like, I'm gonna need one of y'all's other phones because I can't take it with this phone. I still have the 4.
What are you doing? You are a grown man.
You got iPhone prehistoric.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing about Jeffrey. Well, post a picture of yourself today, Jeffrey. I gave him slack on this because he looks like he's like 23. So I thought, oh, he's just a young poor kid. Come to find out, this fool is like 38. I was like, you got good moisturizer, but a bad life. Like, you spending all your money on good facial products, but you don't have a good phone. Yeah. So maybe, Shan, you're right. But he still looks, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I would have a janky phone if I could look 23 again.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey.
I want to, next time we talk to him, I'm asking him what that moisturizer
Honey,
is.
Honey, your ship has sailed.
Right?
You have to start it when you're young. You don't start moisturizing at 50 and go back. You have to start at 20 and keep it there.
There's only so much regenerating Olay can do.
He spends hella money on rose water. He's always spraying that rose water everywhere.
I love the rose water. So, you know what? He brought that to Poptopia and walked around and sprayed me with it the whole time.
See, it's
I
nice.
Love having Jeffrey around.
It's
Except
a good thing.
And it still didn't cool me off because I still yelled at Jazzy. There wasn't enough rose water in the world to get me not to yell
at
Jazzy.
That was like the biggest meltdown you've ever had.
Wait, because Jazzy was mad about how you were interviewing Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, just, you know what? I know I've said it before, but at things like that, just leave me alone and let me do my thing. My highly paid professional.
Speaking of Shawn Mendes, he just kicked off the spring 2019 underwear campaign for
Another
Calvin
Klein.
Another thing
Shane sent me this weekend.
Hello.
I was like, I was in bed when you sent that. I'm like, well, thank you for the material.
Wow.
You're the one who said it to me. Shawn Mendes in underwear.
Wow,
and can
thing.
I say, he looks like he's gifted.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
He's doing just fine.
Congratulations, Shawn
Mendes. Well,
you know,
we were talking about all that working out he was doing and how he
but
and Charlie
But that doesn't
Puth
help you with
and...
being gifted. Oof. Working, you're either gifted or you're not. You can't work out a penis. I'm sorry. Fernando, I don't know if you know how this works, but he just
Listen,
was gifted.
I ain't even thinking about
either
that.
Either that, oh, please.
I'm just
either
thinking,
that,
wow.
Or he put something
in
there.
We'll post it on Fernando and Greg Instagram.
Well, yeah.
Oh, you know what I think he did? He put a bottle of Malibu rum in there. He got the idea from me.
He propping it up.
Trust me. If I was doing an underwear shoot, I would first of all say, okay, you're going to have to Photoshop everything and then put the bottle of Malibu rum in there too.
Go and check it out. We'll get it posted if it isn't already up there for you. But Shawn Mendes, not only that, but also ASAP Rocky, rocking that brand new Calvin Klein underwear for 2019 spring. Definitely hot and blowing up over the weekend.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Well, a few weeks ago, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr let the cat out of the bag that Klay Thompson would never.
He got it too good.
Never. He didn't sound like, if he's listening, he just had a, he wrecked his car. What? No. Draymond Green proposed to his then girlfriend Hazel Renee. Now over the weekend, she posted the very produced video. So he obviously hired a videographer and spent a lot of money. They started out in a helicopter, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Now, this has already happened. He stole this idea from The Real Housewives because there's been three helicopter proposals on there. Atlanta, Orange County, and Beverly Hills. So
He watches The Real Housewives.
Well, his girlfriend was on Basketball Wives.
Oh, there you go.
But they're too ratchet to get a helicopter.
They were on Southwest.
Yeah. The helicopter landed on a yacht, which must be nice. Mm-hmm. The yacht had both his family and Hazel's family aboard. So she says when she got on there, she was a little, you know, like, huh.
What's going on?
Something's going on, obviously. And then in front of her family and friends, Draymond very romantically kicked her in the nuts. No.
Well, that's Draymond.
That's Basketball Wives. No, that's Basketball Wives.
I'm surprised she had nuts.
Draymond ran up to her dad. Bam! That would be very Draymond. No. He got down on one knee. He's so sweet in this video. It's not the Draymond you see on the basketball court. He got on one knee and he proposed to Hazel Renee. So it was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And what do you think about that ring, Sharon?
Girl, it is ginormous. And she's doing the flickering of the light with the ring on it. Of course she had to do it.
You went cheap on that, though.
300 racks?
Yeah.
That's not cheap.
Yeah, but all these other basketball players buy these rings that are like $1 million.
Oh, well, then she got played.
Did you see the...
Maybe she picked it out.
No, because it was a surprise.
It was all surprise. Yeah. Okay.
Listen, when Kobe cheated on his girl, wasn't that ring like $2 million?
Oh.
Or more?
Wow.
And then when he cheated, he bought her a Lambo.
That's a cheat
yeah,
ring,
Yeah, oh, look
though.
At that. $2 million and a Lambo?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I mean, when you cheat,
damn.
You got to go
cheat. Yeah.
Way up.
Cheat. Don't you want your man to cheat on you, Shannon?
I know.
If you could get that.
No,
if your
good.
Man, would yes. you trade your man having a one-night stand with another girl if you could get a Lambo out of it? Something of value to you.
Sure.
There's the Shan. Now right. That's the Shan that I.
There you go.
That's the Shan that my mother and I have trained. We finally have you right. Speaking of money, now we know these basketball players have so much money, but two of the highest paid in the NBA, Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, also make the most off the court as well. LeBron James made the most money last year, but Steph Curry, his total earnings for last year put him in second place in the NBA. This is both on and off the court. $80 million is what Steph Curry came in at.
$80
million? No wonder they get in a house in the city.
For real.
Yeah, really.
Come on. What?
They're building on top of the new Chase Center, right. Actually, I heard. So he just has to go down an elevator to go to work.
They would do that for Steph.
$80 million, I still heard it was a one-bedroom.
Number three, Kevin Durant. He made $65 million. So he didn't even come close to Steph at his 80. But LeBron made close to $90 million. There you go. Steph has... makes a lot of money on the court, $37 million, but he makes $42 million off the court. And in fact, both Steph, KD, and then also LeBron, all three of them make more money off the basketball court than they do on the basketball court. So pretty incredible. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say, if they're playing with balls,
I'm all over it.